Are you there, Don?
Tim?
Yes. Have you got a tool story or a question?
I have a question.
Okay.
It's me and a neighbor is going to put two hot water tanks together.
Okay.
Okay. And what I'm worried about is, can I get the flow out of both of them at the same time without having one of the storage tank?
Well, the answer is maybe. I mean, you can get flow out of both of them if you put some very expensive valves on it, you know, that regulate, you know, the flow between the two. If you just hook them up so that you create a like a Y connection of the hots coming out that lead to the hot water that's draining.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's actually feeding the house. It's going to be kind of like, you know, it's all fluid mechanics as to which one it's going to draw from. And there's a possibility that you could get 80% of the draw from one tank and only 20% come from the other tank.
Well, I was thinking about, on the hot side anyways, between the two, running like a T almost directly center of them.
Yeah, but see, that's not good enough is what I'm trying to say. I know exactly what you're trying to do. You're trying to make the mathematics work so that everything's centered, everything's working. That's not going to guarantee that you're going to get equal flow from each tank. In other words, I've done a lot of factory tours,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure we have quite a few people who listen to the show who work in factories. And believe me, there are all these flow control devices that are highly sophisticated that actually measure the flow going through.
Yeah.
And if more flow is going through one pipe than another, then it can kind of restrict that the one that's given too much flow so that it picks it up from the other one. But you're talking a very expensive valves, man.
Ooh.
I mean, this is not some nickel 98 thing you get at the store, dude.
Okay.
See what I mean?
So it's not very feasible for.
No, it's not.
To run both of them together.
No, it's not. I mean, it's just I don't know why you're doing that other than for the fact that you need a huge hot water. Do you have some type of enormous hot water demand that you want to do this?
Well, he's got some people coming in. Okay, for the holidays. Let's say it that way. And his tank's a 40-galloner, and I have a 40-galloner here. They're both propane.
So he's just trying to do this temporarily just to get some flow? When the people go home, is he going to... Well, I mean, he wants to do it permanently. See, what I would do is he just needs to get, and a lot of people don't know this, he just needs to get a commercial water heater.
Okay.
He needs to get a commercial water heater that burns propane, that has got a bigger burner, I mean, a much bigger burner, and, I mean, the recharge time is bigger, and he needs to have maybe 50 gallons or 60 or 70 gallons, not 40.
Okay.
So that'll just solve his whole issue long-term, and you don't have to do two heaters.
All right.
So he just needs to get a commercial heater. Tell him to go to Keitel.com, you know, Keitel Supply, you know, here in town,
uh-huh.
and have him talk about the commercial water heaters.